Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to the first episode live streaming off of StreamYard. This is the Above the Bar podcast. I am your host, Sean. Today we have with us Davis Quiñones Jr., David Quinoa, whatever you want to call him. I've known Dave now. How long have we known each other, Dave?
A couple of years now.
A few years now. We work together. We're partners at work. We actually used to spend more hours together than we actually spent with our wives and family. For about what, almost a year? How many months wasn't it?
It was I think it was only like five months.
It felt like a year.
It felt way longer. It felt like forever.
For way longer.
I was like, I've known this guy far too long. You've been on the job for 2 weeks. Like I hate it.
Yeah, like we were too intimate with each other. Things even our wives don't know about each other. But we'll leave that for a whole nother show. That's the After Dark show.
This is a two-parter.
But reason we brought Dave on today is Dave is semi-TikTok famous. He's already semi-celebrity famous in Albany. But yeah, like he does commercials. Like I see him every Sunday, even though I don't want to.
Have I invaded your home? That's awesome.
He's invaded my dreams. But, you know, so Dave's semi-famous here in the Albany area, and he's got – well, last time we talked, it was 70,000 followers on TikTok. What are you up to now?
85,000.
And that's the big thing. We all, most of us know what TikTok is. Someone has sent us a TikTok video. We've watched them either on Facebook or Instagram or something like that. But, you know, even over the last few months as the election was coming up, TikTok kind of gained its own little different kind of ground there. You know, it became a different animal. So I wanted to have Dave on, talk to us about TikTok, talk to us about, you know, some of the ins and outs, because most of us, we just see people on videos on there. I personally couldn't tell you how to make a TikTok video or do anything with a TikTok video. The closest I can get is videos of my kids or my dog doing things. And then I watch these other people and they're jumping around, they're doing special things. So let's start with the simplest question of all. It, for somebody who's listening to this and has never heard of it, they're living under a rock for the last, you know, however many years TikTok has been around, about 2 years, I think. What is TikTok?
TikTok is just a video sharing platform that allows you to channel into, you can either channel into some sort of creative stream in your mind and put it on 60 seconds or less, or just videotaping your dog fooling around, your cat, pets, babies, whatever. But whatever you can fit into 60 seconds and upload it on TikTok, and then it gets fed to the world, and basically anybody can watch.
Is that the police at your door? I mean, I hear dogs barking. I'm just trying to
make it sure. It is. If it goes black in like 30 seconds, you'll know why. Somebody just got home.
Oh, that's so great. No, no, don't worry about it. It's okay. Shh, everyone. They don't even, this ain't even my house. I'm borrowing somebody else's.
I just really like this room. I like the color. And I was like, hey, let me borrow your space. It's like no one's going to answer the door.
The dogs are on a whole nother level right now.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
It's all right. I mean, us hood children, we understand you got to have a few dogs to wake people up because you don't know who's at the door.
That's true.
So now, before TikTok, we had Vine. Did you? Right. Those were 6 second videos.
Yeah.
Did you get into that?
No, I didn't get into to Vine when it was out. I tried to late into it, like when it was fading out, and at that point, it was. I didn't really have any interest in it. And honestly, I didn't have interest in TikTok when it first started. I thought it was silly. Like I remember running into you at the crew base and you were like, we need to have an intervention. You're not a 15 year old child. What are you doing on TikTok? And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm not a 15 year old. I shouldn't be on here. but I was having fun. It literally started just because my son got on it and he would just wouldn't stop talking about it. Like he talked all the time. It was that or Fortnite every time. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. What is this TikTok? And within like minutes of downloading it, I could tell that I was like, this is addicting. Like once you start with one video, you just keep swiping up, up, can't stop watching videos. And then after a while, I was like, I think I could do one. And I tried one, got a few views, and I was like, ooh, that felt nice. Let's try it again. So that's essentially how it happened. But for Vine, I never tried. I can't say that I tried. I never tried. I watched, but I didn't try to do anything on there.
I just want you to know that you made your first couple of videos, somebody else watching it, sound like the dirtiest thing ever. This just sounded like it sounded like MTV's, like something off of MTV's Catfish or something like that. He looked at it and was like, ooh, I like it. I could do this again.
Well, that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that again.
Well, now you talk about like doing these videos, and we were discussing before we got started, folks, that you know, just Dave has a great camera. I can see him perfectly. Mine is what it is. It's very, you know, I have a computer from 2011, but my audio equipment is nice. Dave's got this beautiful camera going on here. What did you need to get started? Like when you got started, how did you have to go buy special equipment? Did you need anything special to get this going?
No, I recorded right on my phone. I had, when I first started, was the I just had an iPhone like 6 Plus, and I just used that. Now the quality looks better just because it's the iPhone 11, so it's just a newer phone. But however, I did recently to do some of the more interesting videos, like creatively speaking, where I use some effects. I do use my Mac, and I have Final Cut. My wife bought me a green screen and like a ring light and a microphone for the camera. Like she did buy me some stuff, but this was much later on. Like I'd already been making videos for a little bit. But you don't, like if you just wanted to make your own little TikTok, you don't need anything fancy.
So you can jump right into it, like, you know, very easy. But if you want to get really into it, it gives you the option to go either way with it.
Yeah.
Now, I've unfortunately watched probably almost all of your videos.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's almost impossible to go onto my Facebook without, like, oh, look, it's my name. Oh, God, Dave's got another one.
I'm going to just start sharing them right to your timeline.
Right there. Directly to my timeline again.
Like in your face.
But your kids are very involved.
They are.
What do you enjoy? I mean, I know it might sound stupid because I do know you very well that, hey, do you enjoy doing them with your kids? But do you, like, what's more fun? Like, do you like doing them on your own, or do you feel like, hey, when you do them with the kids, it's a, you know, which one do you like better?
I love doing them with my kids. The problem is they don't love it as much doing it with me. Like, they're just like, oh, Dad, do we have to? I'm like, yes. This is a family bonding time. Let's do a TikTok, please.
Just do the damn video.
Will you just renegade with me real quick, please?
What the hell is renegade?
It's one of the dances that went viral a while ago. It's like at the start of like TikTok, that was like their big dance.
That was like the first one.
Yeah.
Now what's your favorite video you've done of your, like, for yourself? Just your video.
Just mine. Is actually one that isn't like a funny one. It's it was one where it was a dramatic one where, like, it depicted a world where you couldn't be religious. So if somebody found out that you were religious or and worshiped God, then you were murdered. So like the video is literally like someone coming into the house. I get taken and I get dropped to my knees and they have a gun to my head, and like, you don't see the family, but through the captions, it is like you can. It's what the family's saying, like, "No, Dad, please, no." And then so I'm just like there, like crying, like, "Please, please, don't do this." And then they're like, "Do you believe in God?" And I go, "Yes." And then they go, good. And they take the gun off my head. And then my eyes direct back to the family. And you can tell that whoever is there holding the gun is going to my family. And I'm like just screaming, no, no. And then there's one loud bang. And then that's the end of the video. Yeah, it's dark.
Damn dark, man.
It's holy really dark. Shit. It's really wow. dark, but it's my favorite video that I've done. I'm like, ooh, I like this one.
Wow, dark man. Yeah. Holy crap. I'm glad I didn't see that one. You really would have got the intervention that day.
I know.
See, I was going to say, like, my favorite one of you by yourself is, like, when you're doing the Dave Chappelle version of a crackhead in somebody else's house. I'm like, yeah, that's really funny. Here you are, like, yeah, I was like, I believed in God. And they wanted to murder my whole family because of it. I'm afraid to ask you what one you did with your family that was your favorite. Like, is there, good God. Because I know which one with the kids I like the most, but that's because I like to watch you being abused.
Which one is that?
Oh, so I'm going to go ahead and put this out now. Dave named his son what could have been the worst name ever. So I'm not going to butcher his son's name because I like the kid. I've never met him and I like him. I think he's because I know he got Dave into this and I know he pushed him. At one point in time when Dave and I first met, his kids were like out in the backyard with cameras directing and doing their own videos that way before TikTok was a thing. Mm-hmm. But I love the video when
Joe. That's fine.
Joe or Joey. I like it when he throws the ball and hits you in the face.
Ah, yes. Yes.
But I got to ask you. Yeah. And if anybody, like, please take the time, go look up Dave on TikTok. The whole thing, his whole name, it's David, and then his last name, Quiones Jr. Go find him on TikTok. Take the time to look him up. But that video, when he mashes you in the face, I got to ask you. Because I read your whole caption, and I could see you were prepared to get hit with a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But was he supposed to hit you in your melon?
He was.
Okay, so the whole time
he was supposed to hit me.
I thought he was just supposed to hit the cup, and he like screwed up and hit you in the melon, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, the whole video was supposed to be, was set up that way for him to hit me in the face. I wrote the caption after we finished videotaping it, then I was like, let me mislead the people real quick, because that got their attention more. People were like, oh,
yeah.
This is great. This wasn't supposed to happen. I find this far more entertaining now. So
look, you got me, because I'm telling you, I was looking at it. I showed friends. I showed my kids. I was like, ooh, look what happened to Mr. Dave. He got jacked up. Yeah. And your reaction of like, I'm taking this child down. I've brought you into the world. Guess what today is, son?
Yeah. The funny thing is we filmed it like 10 times. So he whacked me in the face like 10 times. But each time, the water didn't spill enough. So I was like, oh, we got to do it again. And he was like, yes. You got it, Dad.
If you really need your creative juices flowing this way, Dad, I've got you covered. Don't worry about it. Now, do you think they have a favorite one doing with you? Have you guys ever talked about it?
No, we haven't talked about it. I wouldn't know. I've had them dance, like do dance videos. They hate them so much. But like usually any of the ones where we're like doing lip syncing, those are fun. They enjoy those a lot.
Now you get your bride involved also, and that's probably one of the other ones that I like a lot, is you lip syncing something about you're gonna be a beast today, bitch, or something like that.
Yeah,
and she's sitting there. I think that one is phenomenal.
That was actually the first one that went viral. That's when I was like, okay, maybe I can do something on this, because that video inexplicably blew up. But I was like, it's because of my wife. I think honestly, and it's a running joke around in this house, I'm like, are the TikTok videos where she is in them are usually the ones that actually go viral. If she's not in them, nobody wants them. Like you didn't even know that I did a video with my family dying. So clearly,
no, I had no idea.
If it's just me, no one's seen them. But when she's in them, everyone sees them.
You know, that's a good point. Because the other one that you did recently with Why We're Late Everywhere, you know, again, was phenomenal. Was a great video.
And she nailed it.
She's definitely in that. Yeah. And I definitely felt uncomfortable for you. You know, like I definitely was like, Dave's getting so yelled at right now. Oh, he's so done. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say we did that one because a while back we did one where we did, it was a clip from the Cosby Show, and it was with, you know, Cosby and his wife, whose name I'm drawing a blank on right now. Well, Mrs. Huxtable, would you say Mrs. Claire? Claire Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable.
So she, she was doing the lip sync for Claire Huxtable where she's like laying into Denise about
something. Oh, I remember that one. Yes.
Yeah. And that one, people loved Delina doing that. And that one, like, it was the first time where she was like, okay, she took it very seriously. Because normally she can't stand making the videos. She's like, ah, why? But that one I gave her, and she's like, oh, Claire Huxtable? Absolutely. So she like she wrote down the lyrics. She's not the lyrics, the lines. And she's like memorizing them, working it, rehearsing in front of the mirror, doing. I'm like, wow, babe, you're taking this very seriously. Because when I go to do a lip sync video, I look, I put the camera on, I hit action, and I just wing it, which is why it's often not very good. But she took it very seriously, and I was impressed. So because of that one, we were like, we gotta do another one. You gotta, the people want to see you yelling at me again, or yelling, or just being a stern, beautiful black woman just like chastising your children. So I was like, all right, you gotta do it, babe. You gotta do it. So
what is our infatuation with that? Like, that's a real infatuation with people. Like, yeah, videos of strong black women just putting the stones to their children in a way that's like, and you know, I think for a lot of people, it's like they want to be that person, but they do know that Susan at the soccer game is going to go ahead and talk about them.
Yeah.
Karen is going to call CPS on you. Jolisa that lives next door. Yeah. She ain't calling nobody. Nope. She just going to tell the whole neighborhood. Them kids so bad. Them kids. Girl, you should have heard her.
I don't even feel bad. They saw it, had it coming. They did.
I saw what they did. Now, do you set like TikTok goals for yourself? Like I know with podcasting, I have a goal for myself. Do you have that with TikTok? Like, hey, my goal here is when I do a video, it needs, you know, X amount of views before I feel like it was a good video.
Yes and no. Like, there's sometimes where I'll do a video, it's just for me. It's just because I needed to get it out creatively, because it's just for me. I don't care if it does well or not. But then there's other videos where I'm like, okay, it has to reach a couple thousand. Then at least I'll be satisfied. If it does more than that, then that's how you know you it's a good video, or the people are receiving it well. But I remember like we did remember the shut up prank that was going viral? Like there was a bunch of different where kids will tell their wife or their wives, the kids will tell their moms to shut up.
We're getting very Utah ranch.
Is this not in Alabama? I thought it
was. Uncle Dad.
It's a
joke, folks. It's a complete joke. Yeah, please don't.
I'm sorry. But the kids would tell the moms to shut up, and then the fathers, like the moms are
Yes.
Excuse me? So that one, I remember we did part two. And that one within the hour had 100,000 views.
Holy
in shit. One goddamn hour. I was like, what the? That has never happened since or before. It's just, that was just a rare. But so that one's a special one. It's like, oh yeah, no, this is definitely a friggin' hit if we got 100,000 views and within the hour. But anything else is usually a couple thousand. That then just, I'm satisfied. I'm like, okay.
I mean, I'm good. Like a couple thousand people looked at my face today.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good with that. Thank you. I appreciate you.
I appreciate your senses, all 2,000 of you.
Now we've said it at the beginning, 85,000 people follow you and what you're doing. And I know there's probably people on there that are in the millions or whatever, but reality of it is for folks like you and I, who we have real jobs and we're out doing things, you know, we don't have big sponsorship behind us,
right?
You know, being like, oh, don't worry about it. Here's a blank amount of dollars. We'll buy you some subscribers. We'll do these things for you. When you hit a certain point with these videos, do you feel like now, well, I have to do videos. I don't have a choice. These amount of people, these 85,000 people have an expectation that on a regular period, I'm going to create videos. I'm going to create content to entertain them. Do you feel like that's you're obligated now to this thing?
To a degree. Yeah. It's like,
am I screwing this whole thing up for you now and ruining your head?
Yeah. No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Fuck you. I didn't think about it like that.
But that moment. I quit TikTok right on your podcast. No, I mean, it's fun to do these videos, and I love doing them. But yeah, it did get to a point, like I hit a certain amount of followers. And I was like, oh crap. Now I have to keep putting content out there, whether it's good or not, just to keep feeding it and hope that
you're going to catch a lightning in a bottle again.
Yeah. Like hopefully something is good again. But yeah, it's weird to feel that way. And it's not like it's only 85,000 followers. Like you got people. For me, it's a big deal. It's like, wow, that's awesome, 85,000. Because I have, on no other platform do I have anywhere near that. That's like, I have just my friends. It's like, there's 200 people on like Instagram or Facebook. You know what I mean? Like,
How many OnlyFans you have?
I have 17,000. My OnlyFans is blowing up.
So. And it's just me eating pizza. Every video is me eating pizza. That's what I told somebody at work. I was like, if this thing doesn't work out, I'm starting an OnlyFans and it's just going to be me eating pizza. There's going to be no other content. Just me in the camera eating a slice of pizza.
Somebody out there is going to subscribe to you. It's me. I'm sorry.
We had some of our coworkers that when I told them I was going to do that, they were like, I got money. And I was like, I know you do. And I don't know if I really want to do this. So we talked about some of the different ideas you've had, like different content, things you've done. Are you strictly using the platforms that, because I know some of these videos are viral videos. They're like you said, the Renegade dance. We had that. We had the shut up thing. I've seen a couple of other dances out there. There was the one where they were banging pots to a beat for a little bit.
Is that the Nirvana one?
Was that what that was? Like it was, yeah, it might have been
Spirit, yeah.
And they were banging on like the doors and pots and all that. Are your ideas strictly original ideas that you're coming from, or do you follow these TikTok trends to stay up with it?
I should probably follow them more, but I often just try to do my own thing. It's more satisfying for me, which was what I was saying before. Like sometimes I just do it for myself. Like, however, I will sometimes get inspired by something else. There was a video I watched, I'm like, ooh, I have an idea based on that. Like the one with my family getting murdered, that one was actually inspired by another video that I saw. And I was like, oh, okay. I think I can spin that and make it a little different. But yeah, like a lot of the trends often are dances, and I can't dance. Oh, it's just not a thing. It's I know, not publicly anyways, but and then they're often like really silly, like geared towards just kids, very simple dance moves that coming from me just looks very Dateline-ish. And I'm like, I don't know.
So Dave, as you finish your dance up here, go ahead and finish. No, you don't have to leave. Go ahead and finish. You want to explain to me why you have a CD player and a set of chaps here for this dance? No, I don't.
No,
I don't. No, I don't. I just came here to do a TikTok video. I thought the kid needed help. Oh God, somebody's gonna listen. One of my 8 listeners is gonna listen to this and hate me after that. Yeah. I'm gonna be down to 7. Now, not to get too personal, and you don't have to tell me on your end, but yeah. I've always heard there you can create a revenue stream from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask this question. How do you get to that point where TikTok can be a revenue stream?
As far as the creator fund, you have to have a certain amount of followers. I think it was 10,000. You have to have at least 10,000 followers. And you submit an application. And then if they approve it, if they're okay with it based on your content and what you have, then you can start making money per video. But it's not till 3 days after you release the video. I still have no idea how they determine how much they pay you for the videos. I haven't figured that out yet, but you make a decent, it's just extra money. The way I look at it, I'm like, I put this video out for free and I'm getting paid for it. So that's cool.
So you are making income. I'm just trying to think next time we run into each other and somebody's buying lunch.
Yeah.
So you are
paying.
This lunch is on TikTok.
But you just gotta take a video and you have to say, "Boy, I love these burgers," and then let me just jam it right into your face.
If it's going, I mean, if you're gonna end up being able to pay for lunch, I mean, I'm fine with that. Okay. My self esteem, we're good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So now I also we were just talking on Instagram. Now, what's your Instagram? If somebody wanted to find you on Instagram and talk to you about videos or see something that you've put up there, what's your Instagram?
Yeah, it's David Quinones 3. It's like David.Quinones 3.
So there's 2 others?
Yeah.
Can
you believe it?
No.
There's more of us.
Not at all. Not in the least bit do I buy into that, but we'll go with it. So I saw that you posted your son just cracked 100,000 followers.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy because just literally 2 weeks ago he was about 30,000. Like he has just started growing his page because what originally happened is when he first started TikTok, he put some stuff out there, but it was his own style, and which was great, and I was I'm trying to encourage that, but it wasn't for everybody, so. It just wasn't doing much. So he got really jealous when I got on there and I started growing my account. And he was like, "Oh, I've been on here for 8 months and you've been on here for 2 and you already have X amount of followers." I'm like, "Bro, I don't know what to tell you. My style appeals to more right now.
Look at dad's face. Look at this face.
Look at it. Yes." But then just recently, he actually deleted that account and started a new one 4 months ago.
Okay.
And just started rebuilding from there, rebuilding the way he did videos and changing it up. And his freaking account just blew up. And I was like, "What happened? You were 2 weeks ago. You were way behind. You were nowhere near. Now you've blown past me. You're at 100K and he's still growing. It's not slowing down. I'm really impressed. I'm like, wow, dude, this is awesome." He created what he got is a niche. Like he just appeals to a certain kind of audience and it works perfectly for him.
Well, what is he doing? That's like, cause I'm curious, like, look, I have no problem in public speaking, any of those things, but I don't know if I could do what you guys are doing. I don't know if I could do those type of videos.
Okay.
You know, you got this. What is Joey now? 14?
Yeah.
God, even the fact I know that.
that folks, was a great guess.
You have no idea. Dave and I spent a lot of time together. A lot of arguments, too, about his horrible music or his horrible movie taste. He has.
About my horrible movie taste.
I just want you all to know. And wait a second. We're going to sidebar this for a minute before we get into, you tell me more about Joey's niche. I gave you a video about 6 to 8 months ago. I'm going to say it was pre-COVID.
Was it?
No. Well, it was when we bought the RV. So I was when I bought my RV. So I bought my RV in June. So what month is it now? November.
Yeah, it's now November.
So June, July, August, September, October, November. So 6 months ago, I bought a brand new copy of the movie Colors. Like classic, like Academy Award winning actors. A movie that like depicted Los Angeles as it was in the 80s in a way that none of us understood. He could be, this is like content. This is like, this should improve your acting ability by watching this. So Dave, have you watched the movie?
I haven't. No, but to be fair, what had happened was.
See, what have happened was.
It was where I could see it on the in front of the TV, and somebody while cleaning the living room moved it and put it somewhere where I don't see it every day. And so now I don't feel guilty when I pass by it and look at it. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch that. I don't see it anymore. Mm. So I forgot. Mm. I forgot that I had it. Yes. Up until this very moment when you brought it up, I was like, oh, okay. Crap.
you knew at some point today as you were walking around the house, you're like, this guy's gonna bring this movie up. I know you did. So tell me about, like, for Joey, yeah, you know, at his age and having that niche market.
Yeah.
You know, is he, since he is at his age, don't flip me off, at his age, is he one of these, like, you were talking about, hey, you got to be over 10,000. Did you apply for that for him and do all those things?
He can't because he has to be 18 in order to apply. However, we are going to explore possibly a different avenue, because once you get to 100,000, then you can start getting ads. But I don't know how old you have to be for that.
And but so, you like, can't do that for him? Like, you can't be like, as his father, my kid's making you money.
Not for the creator, not for the creator fund, but for like for getting ad revenue, that I can help him with. But the creator fund is linked just straight for your account. So they won't, I can't touch it.
Oh, you can't even like change the owner of the account to you?
No.
It almost seems like that would be the way to do it if you have such a creative child.
Yeah.
You create the account. He can do all the videos, but the account, you know, is under your name.
Yeah, they do it. I mean, I guess technically if I could create. Even still, you can't change the email at this point, because that's how they link it per your email. So I mean, say if I did create a separate email account just for him to have a TikTok and create a new TikTok for him with new information, I mean, he'd have to start all over again. And that way, yeah, I guess I could do it, but that'd be it.
Yeah, it just seems kind of shiesty that they're like, oh, this is so good, all these young children we're taking advantage of.
Yeah, I don't know
that, because that's all it sounds like to me, is like, you know, it's great, you know, you're a grown man on a 15-year-old's platform and you're getting paid for it, but the kid who it's designed for isn't able to enjoy it, where even if they were like, hey, we're starting, what's that one, the 504 or whatever that plan is for the college fund plan,
yeah, mm-hmm,
even if they opened up one and said, hey, look, we're not going to pay you kids, but if your parents open this fund, we'll allow the money to be directly deposited into that, yeah, to go towards a college fund for the kid.
Yeah.
And we're not that paying way, you.
Yeah, no, that would sound, that's actually sounds like a great idea, but I feel like, I don't know, are there some legalities with like paying children? Because then it becomes work, right?
Right, but would you really be paying the kid? You're providing the kids with a revenue stream for an education. You're depositing money in an education fund for them.
I'm saying in that respect, yes. Yeah. That one, that is, yes. But I was referring to you saying the kid should be getting paid.
14 years old, I can go get my worker's permit at 14 years old. My parents,
well, maybe, right, but maybe they just don't want to take that step with getting worker's permits. I don't know.
I just don't think they want to pay these kids who are out here making, you know,
yeah,
Ryan's World, making Ryan's World level followers, and they ain't trying to hear it.
Well, they can. Once they hit 100K, I'm fairly positive that they can make money differently. They can't do it on the Creators Fund. The Creator Fund is something new that they started. But even before that, if you had 100,000 followers, then you had an opportunity based on your followers and how many likes you regularly get. You have an opportunity to get paid through ads.
Through an ad stream. See, yeah. These are things that I have had no idea. Like my experience with TikTok, I swear to you, like I said at the beginning of this, is friends sending me videos and putting stuff out there like, hey, I watched this video, or, you know, it's uploaded to Instagram or something like that. And I see it on there. I don't even have a TikTok account.
Yeah.
I just never. Yeah,
you can like put bits of your podcast on there.
Well, this is you may have to teach me how to do this whole thing, but this is our first video recording. And if this works out, we're going to go ahead and try and do a full blown each episode live.
Yeah.
And then we'll upload. This is the first time I'm announcing this is right here. That's why I used you, you know, with that, you know, pretty mug you have. I figure if they've got to stare at mine, you know, we'll just put yours out there as a balance. You know, looking Grizzly Adams as I am right now, bringing the beard back. I cut it off and bringing the whole beard back.
Oh yeah, I do remember you walking in. I was like, you should probably just go ahead and grow that back.
Too much face. Just yeah. there's a lot of. You're gonna go grow that back. There's a lot of face. A lot of face for a lot of people there. Now, with all this going on, do you think that TikTok's, because I think most of us thought Vine wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think TikTok's got some longevity to it, or is this like everything else? We got about another 2 to 3 years, and you better have yourself together for the next one that you can stream for a minute and 15 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it does. I feel like it's going to be around for a while just because of the controversy that surrounded it this year. That gave it extra publicity. Then the fact that the pandemic happened, people were home. We had nowhere to go. So people, it blew up because of the fact that we had nothing else to do. But yeah, then you had Trump. He wanted to ban TikTok and was like, you know, China's stealing information. This is dangerous. And that actually helps TikTok. TikTok's revenue just increased. It was like, what? That's crazy.
Well, that seems to be the thing. Anytime a politician or somebody talks badly about one of these things, the next thing you know, well, that's all we needed. Now, you said it's bad. Let me go check this out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when we talk about anytime they put the words war on in front of something, everybody goes, that sounds bad, but now I need to go experience it.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong. It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Let me go experience this horrible thing that you're telling me about, because I can do that. Oh yeah. I get it, man. So we're going to get ready. We're going to wrap this one up a little bit here. Normally my shows go about an hour, but Dave's not that interesting.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I mean, we tried it. I tried to make him interesting. But just promise me, folks, that if you like hearing Dave, I plan on getting him back. Now that we finally have captured him, we've shown him that it's okay to talk to someone live and in person.
And that it's a scary place.
And that it doesn't have to just be on hidden videos, you know, that he's making in his backyard. We hope to get him back. We have some movie and TV conversations to have. Dave and I spent a lot of time having good conversations. So I hope to get him back on the show, have some more conversations with us. We'll do some of the live ones with him. What do you think? Now that I got you recorded saying it, what do you think, Dave?
Oh, yeah. I guess. As soon as I watch Colors. Yeah, next time. Yeah,
look, we could actually do an entire show. I probably have watched that movie at least 10 or 15 times, but it's probably been 10 or 15 years since I've watched it.
Really?
Wow. Bro, I mean, come on. That movie, Robert Duvall, Sean Penn, Damon Wayans,
Oh, Damian Wayne's in it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mentioned the first two guys. They were like irrelevant. They're only Academy Award winners. I mean,
right? But I knew they were in it because they're on the cover. I didn't know Damon Wayans. I was just like, yeah, oh, that's surprising because it's a drama, right?
Yeah, and Ice Cube
is associated with comedy, so I just and geez, Ice guy.
And Ice T did the soundtrack for it.
That I remember because I do remember the song.
Oh, that song, Colors. Like that song in and of itself made his career. Like before that song, nobody knew who he was.
Oh, yeah.
That song came out and was such a hit because of that movie. I know we're off on another topic here, folks, but that movie, it's just one of those ones where it, I put it on the same level with Boys in the Hood, but I think Colors is grittier.
Yeah. Okay.
Like Boys in the Hood is a phenomenal movie, but you can tell that it was very, I don't want to say streamlined, but it's very, it's got gritty edges to it. And there's horrible things that happen in that movie. Like mm-hmm. you want to go like the dead body and all that,
yeah.
but it's nothing like Colors.
Okay.
Colors is just like you get mad at the things that happen in Colors. There's no like cutesy little girlfriend and all that, like in Boys in the Hood, like at the barbecue scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is grit to its finest. Oh, it's like it's just dirty.
I have to find where my wife put it, and I'll put it out so that way I can remember.
All right, so
go watch it,
and please ensure that you tell your bride that I said hello.
Okay, we'll do
that. That you know,
I'll tell you that she scares you.
She does frighten me when I see her videos. No, because she's gonna send me a message and be like, "Why do I frighten you?" And then she's gonna do it in a way that's gonna frighten me.
Yeah.
Hey,
you don't know what to do.
So where can people find you? Tell us where we can find you. Either stalk you on Instagram or your TikTok videos. Where do you want people to reach out and check you out?
You can find me on both Instagram or TikTok. If you just search my name, David Quiñones Jr., you'll find me on either one. I'm the only David Quiñones Jr. on TikTok, so that's nice. But on Instagram, it's David.Quiñones3. And, I mean, I'm on Twitter now, so that's a thing.
Oh, you got welcome to 2005. I think I don't even know what year that came out. I feel like isn't that horrible? Like we've so inundated our lives with social media. Like I couldn't tell you. Like I've had a Twitter. I feel like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell you how long Twitter's been around.
Yeah, no. I had it a while back, and then I deleted it. I just didn't care. And then just recently, I was like, all right, I should probably get it back. That way, I can at least. Just honestly, just so that I have another platform to promote the TikTok.
Well,
it's become a thing.
We did it, you know, I know we were getting ready to close it up, but I got to tell you, we interviewed a gentleman last week, and his Sean Walchef, he runs a podcast called Digital Hospitality.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. You said, oh, just so I had another platform to promote myself. Him and I got to talking, and one of the things he said was, you have to be on every platform. You have to be able to provide everything. He mentioned another podcast or another podcaster, and this guy, I'm so horrible with names. I forget people we work with. And him and I were talking, and he said that this guy he interviewed has like 2 million subscribers on his podcast. And he said, well, you know, how do you feel about people who don't update their stuff or don't have the, he said, they're dead to me. He said, I won't even do business with them. They're irrelevant to me.
Wow.
And I really thought about that, you know, in today's social media world, look at your son, switch mm-hmm. platforms and made a couple of changes. And now he's cooler than you again.
Yep. Yep. That's true.
So keep that in mind, folks. If you're out there and you're thinking, you know, hey, I want to make a TikTok video, go see Dave's video, see what he's doing. Check out his what's Joey's TikTok for somebody to follow. Joey.
Yeah, Day Rising.
Is it just like it sounds? It's nothing any crazy like it?
Nothing crazy, just day rising.
So day rising.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I put that in the link so the 8 listeners can find that. Yeah. But yeah, you know, take a look at their videos, see what they're doing, help them out, help them promote. You know, if you live in the capital region up in Albany, make sure you watch your MVP commercials. That's Dave. That's Dave at the end of the commercials with his beautiful bride and his beautiful daughter.
Yo, my wife just found that we were on a second one. They didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, at the end when they have the picture and they show all the families together, we were in that too. And I was like, oh, sweet. But well, she's the one who spotted it. I didn't even notice.
Well, I saw the one where you push your daughter off the bike.
Yeah, because she was being a brat. She was trying to beat me in a race, and I said, "Nah."
And then you want to be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Can I put a Band-Aid on that?" Yeah. I saw one where it was you guys helping her, and then I saw one where it was you guys riding.
That's the same one, yeah.
But no, it was two separate ones. Like it was.
Oh, really?
It was edited differently.
Oh, so, okay.
So, like, I saw one, and then I saw the one where your wife's talking about where it was just you guys standing there.
Okay.
I've seen three different versions.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, please, please get off my TV on Sunday. That's what's going on with my Ravens right now is your ass is on TV. The world really is coming to an end. So check out Little Joey on Day Rising, David Quiones Jr., and that Quiones is Q-U-I. O-N-E-S.
No, it's Q-U-I-N-O-N-E-S.
Fucking God. He's going to spell his own name right. Q-U-I-O-N-E-S Junior, J-R, whatever. God, no one. And if you're enjoying this show, folks, please hit us up. Our Twitter is @AboveTheBar4. Our Instagram is @Above_The_Bar_Podcast. Way too long of an Instagram, as I always say. We're on all your major platforms. Please go ahead and click and like that, the like button, smash it away. Our Facebook, The Above the Bar Podcast. And our email is theabovethebarpodcast@gmail.com. And another thing that we just added, continuing to promote ourselves, is if you check us out on TeePublic, and that's TeePublic.com, you can find merchandise. I'll make sure I put a link to that. You can buy. We have t-shirts, we have cell phone covers. What? Like a baller. T-shirts, sweatshirts. They have women's tees, men's tees, baseball tees. You can get cell phone covers, coffee mugs. Your entire Christmas list could be all the Above the Bar Podcast logos. We even have onesies, so you can wrap your child in the love that is the Above the Bar Podcast.
Nice.
Any final words for us, Dave?
No. Thanks for having me here, man. This was fun.
Always a pleasure. Folks, be sure to push your stool in.